morning. How you doing?
Like most lawmakers, Kendrick Meeks starts his day early in the morning. His tie is loose around his neck as he walks out of his duplex in a working-class neighborhood near Capitol Hill. He's in the driver's seat of his minivan as he gets a morning update from a staffer in Florida. Unlike most lawmakers, Meek then drops off his son at school.
I see this afternoon.
Okay.
Meek says he is a family man who likes to keep his son, daughter, and wife close while he's in Washington. Now that he's running for the Senate, more of his time is dedicated to making his pitch.
I'm running to make sure that Floridians have a very strong voice in the United States Senate.
Meek represents Florida's 17th congressional district, which includes North Miami and North Miami Beach. He took office in 2003 after his mother, Carrie Meek, retired. He spoke about her at a packed building trades union conference in Washington.
She was a single mother, divorced twice, working at the community college, that said that she wanted to represent her community.
He also spoke freely about his lifelong battle with dyslexia and his time as a state trooper. He got a standing ovation. The polls are not so favorable. Voters seem unsure whether Meek is ready for a promotion to the upper chamber of Congress.
I think what people are ultimately alluding to is the fact that he's riding his mother's coattails.
That's University of Miami professor George Gonzalez. He thinks people may be underestimating Meek, who served in the Florida House and Senate between 1995 and 2002 before coming to Congress.
The president's background and political experience is arguably less so than Kendrick Meek's.
While in the Florida legislature, Meek clashed with then-Governor Jeb Bush over affirmative action. In 2002, he helped lead the effort to amend the Florida Constitution to limit class sizes. On Capitol Hill, Meek says he's proud of his achievements as part of the Democratic caucus, such as the economic stimulus and health care reform. Meek also takes credit for helping stop the privatization of Social Security. Critics say he hasn't done much on his own. Meek says Congress is about teamwork and being right on the issues.
Not how many years a person has served, but have they gone out and they talked to Floridians? Do they have a track record of standing up on behalf of everyday people?
Meek sits on the powerful Ways and Means Committee. That's the panel responsible for writing tax laws and raising government revenue. But it was the January earthquake in Haiti that brought him national attention. Meek's district has a significant Haitian population, and he was the first member of Congress to visit Haiti after the disaster. He has since pushed for aid measures and helping reduce Haiti's international debt.
For them to rebound, the last thing they need to be doing is paying down on the debt.
This year, Meek became the first candidate in Florida history to qualify for the ballot by petition. No doubt he needed the press and FaceTime with voters.
It's made me a better candidate, and I know eventually it'll make me a good senator.
Meek faces the popular governor, Charlie Crist, who is running as an independent. And Republican Marco Rubio, a darling of the conservative Tea Party movement. Meek's voting record shows he's a reliable Democrat, and this year they are the ones on the defensive. The three-way race could help Meek by dividing conservatives or hurt him if Chris siphons off Florida's coveted independent voters. Polls show Meek is in third place behind Crist and Rubio. So between now and November, Meek's gain will have to depend on their loss.
Hey, what's happening?
Kendrick, how are you?
From Capital News Connection in Washington, Manuel Quiñones, WLRN, Miami Herald News.